program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her!
Kitty's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Kitty's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Miss Kitty.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play?
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, where we like our porn, just like our women. Extra porny. Now here's your host, my hero, the one, the only, Kinky Kitty.
Hi everybody! Welcome to another episode of the show. Oh, with me as always is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC. Hi!
Gotta try that with the mic on. What up? Yeah, they probably got it off the reverb on the back wall action.
You like muting yourself a lot.
Oh, well, I do. I'm like stealthy. I'm like a ninja.
You're a ninja.
I have to ninja right in.
I'm like a friend of mine who we call a ginger.
Yeah.
He's a stealthy redhead.
I guess.
Well, he's not very stealthy, but that's okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if you guys want to get me on Twitter at Kinky Kitty Radio, if you want to give us a call, 941-421-0401. That's the number to call. Just want to give a quick shout-out to Seth, last name initial O. I'm not going to say his full last name, but guess what?
Oh.
Fuck you, buddy. Right here.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're fucking you people?
Yeah,
wow.
I am. He irritated the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And I blocked him on Facebook. I did. He said he lost all respect for me because someone had asked me for my Amazon wishlist link. So I posted it, and he had a nice long rant about how much of a piece of shit I was because
really?
And how I should work 2-3 jobs so I can buy myself my own things. And
Or the people that appreciate all of the free content that we provide them on a weekly basis, 3-4 times a week, plus videos on a website that is completely free. Completely free. We don't charge anybody for anything. So actually,
but you know what?
It's so far from reality that, you know, fuck it.
And it made me feel bad. It's like, look, I've got fans that actually appreciate what I do, and some people that maybe aren't even fans, they just like to watch me do my stuff naked. They send me gifts on my birthday, holidays, or just because. So
Yeah,
it's not like I put anything there that's even like $100 anyway. Everything's like low.
Well, whatever.
Shit.
You know, like I said, we don't charge anybody for anything. So,
no.
You know.
So, but it's been festering. So I had to just say that. Now I can move on.
Well, I can say go fuck yourself too.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, all right. So I've got some interesting and weird stuff to talk to you about tonight.
What?
I think that it'll invoke some conversation between you and I and other callers.
I gotta talk?
You do.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna make you talk this time. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll work on it.
I had found like a group of stuff, and then there's other stuff I'm going to save for Friday, but then I was like, oh, well, I kind of need some extra. I'm so glad I looked for some extra stuff because some of it's really funny.
Found some winners, did you?
I did.
All right.
I really did.
Some dead people?
No, there's no dead people.
No dismemberment?
However, well, this guy almost had to get his arms amputated. Fucking idiot. Wow. We'll get to that story. We will, because we're going to. All right. I'm going to have. Oh, a very, very cool thing is happening this Friday.
What's that?
My friend Shane, owner and creator of The Grossness on Facebook, my uber super duper fan who has my name, Kinky Kitty Radio, tattooed above his cock and below his belly button. I've got pictures of it on my Facebook. And he's coming all the way from Ohio. He's going to run an endurance marathon with Randy Harris, the Knockout Radio Randy Harris, and Frank Martinez, my little Mexican, my tacos and burritos. He's running in it too.
Yeah.
But
were we putting a burrito in front of him or something? What's going on? Are we like going to hold it in front of him like
no,
a carrot?
No, we're going to dangle a green card.
Oh.
Come get it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he knows I love him. But no, but Shane is going to be on Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl in the studio. Yay. We're going to be making booby shirts.
Cool. Him too?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll make him paint up the hot dog and give a little slap on his shirt, so do what he wants. I don't care.
Just make sure you don't leave a mess. I'm getting tired of hearing about you leaving messes in that studio.
Oh, whatever. Like, I'm even the last person there on Fridays anyway.
No, I know. But everybody likes to blame you for any mess. Any fluids found in the studio, obviously, are yours.
Hell, Mad Monkey gets more action up in there than I do.
Yeah.
And no, I do the sex show.
No, well, because you're not, you know, he'll do a weekly sex stunt, and you're really, you know, you've demonstrated it's not real easy to do a sex stunt when there's only you in the studio with another girl.
Yeah, it's
kind of really tough.
It is. Really is.
It makes for good video, but not real good audio.
No, but that's okay, though. I still have fun with it anyway.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so this is dedication. I don't know if I would have the kind of dedication that the zookeeper had.
You're not going to talk about your outfit for May the 4th be with you?
Oh, well.
And your missing cape? I mean, nobody can see it, but once the YouTube video is up tomorrow, they can.
Well, I did post some pictures with some boobies exposed on Twitter at Kinky Cater Radio.
Oh.
And yes, I am wearing the cheese grater outfit that I've talked about before that Essie says makes me look like a giant cheese grater. It's a Sprite chrome bodysuit that's got like little
cheese grater,
holes.
Look at things yeah.
all over it. Sure. And I'm wearing black panties and a black bra underneath it. And then I've got some kind of weird 80s hair thing going on. I don't know. What kind of. But I wanted to wear this black hoodie cape that I have, but. It didn't happen.
You forgot.
I did, and I was staring at it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't. Were.
All right, whatever. So, yeah, may the 4th be with you. Whee!
Well, sorry to interrupt, but I you had mentioned right before, you know, you didn't have your cape, and you're all upset. You're cape-free.
Yeah, but you know what? Those superheroes shouldn't wear capes, remember?
No, that's right. It's in the handbook.
Dead. Sucked from an airplane. All right, so this guy. There's this Chinese zookeeper. Well, let's talk. Let's get to how this is. Let's go from the beginning. After young Francois, his leaf monkey, this little monkey ate a peanut. He was in an enclosure at a zoo. A whole peanut and managed to get into this thing's habitat. Well, he ate it and he got severely dangerously constipated because he couldn't pass it.
A peanut.
It's a tiny little monkey. It's an itty bitty monkey.
Okay.
But he couldn't.
Gotcha.
So the thing, and there's pictures of this too. Of all this happening.
Of the peanut shit?
No. Of what's coming next.
Is it next?
Yeah, since it was too big to pass naturally, the peanut had to be extracted manually. Apparently, manually meant licking it out. The 3-month-old was too small for laxatives, so the zookeeper had no choice but to extract the peanut with his tongue.
No choice. I have to do it. This is the only way, is with my tongue.
It says, after washing his butt with warm water, because, I mean, why not? He spent an hour licking the monkey's asshole until the peanut finally popped out.
It only took an hour?
Apparently.
You'd figure it wasn't his first time. He knew to go right in with the tongue. Not to even bother with some forceps or something.
You wouldn't think that the monkey could do it itself? You know?
I don't
monkeys
know.
Lick themselves?
Yeah, but can they dig their tongue into their own asses? I don't know.
In the picture, you see him. He's sitting there, and he's got his tongue, and he's just this happy little old Chinese man licking this monkey's butt.
Yeah. Why lick? Is there any explanation as to why you need to? Was there anything in there that said as to what the thinking was, or just like that's
no.
how he rolls?
I'm guessing to relax it as the relaxed asshole as best as they can, so it just, you know, opens up. You know, like if like a kid is constipated, you put him in warm water. Sometimes they poop in the bath.
Yeah, but it's not a kid. It's an animal. So you anesthetize it. You go in and you take it out with a tool, not your tongue.
All right. So maybe he was just too young to be. I don't know, dude. Maybe he just really likes monkey butt. I have no idea.
That's where I'm headed. If you just like monkey ass, just say, I like monkey ass. Don't pretend you're a Chinese zookeeper that needs to get a quote, peanut out of the monkey's butt. I had to lick it. That's what I was doing. I was unconstipating the monkey, obviously.
I put the peanut there myself.
Everybody knows that's the only reason to stick your tongue in a monkey's ass. So you gotta get the peanut out. What?
It's a little tiny monkey. It's like a marmoset almost.
Maybe
really
it translates
small.
Different in Mandarin.
I don't know. I mean, the pictures are pretty clear.
Maybe, you know, a peanut out of a monkey's ass is like good luck.
Maybe.
Could be. They like the whole, like, cats waving is good luck. I don't know, maybe a monkey ass nut.
Monkey ass nut.
Yeah, it's your new favorite nut milk. Monkey ass nut milk.
Monkey ass nut milk.
Found it Rite Aid.
It'd save a lot.
Okay, there too.
And Whole Foods.
Maybe Aldi's. Aldi's has that weird shit.
Whole Foods.
Whole
Foods?
Nah, they're not going to go that shit. Strange.
I don't know, yeah. Man. You never know.
What, it involved an animal? That's like you know.
Oh, that's like a whole
anti-V. Well, but then again, that fed the animal. You were actually eating animal shit.
Well, there's that coffee that's made from some kind of like bear cat or whatever poop.
Yeah, the Kona, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
They eat the coffee beans, crap them out, they pick up the poo, and they brew coffee with it. Yeah. And people are like, "This is the best thing in the world. So exotic."
Yeah, we probably drank it. And we don't even know.
That kava stuff is disgusting. Guys, ever drink that kava? It's like murky.
Root water.
It's so opposite. Oh, you're supposed to feel so good when you drink it.
I don't know. We don't feel shit.
Well, they say the first time you drink it, you have to drink like a shit ton of it. And then it's kind of like the reverse effect of tolerance, you know.
No.
Well, you know, when you drink a lot, then it just takes more and more for you to get drunk.
This is like has like some kind
it
of
it has the reverse. Where you have to
cumulative effect where it adds up and like starts fucking you up after a while.
I think so, yeah. But that's a little disturbing.
I don't think it's disturbing because I'd fucking whatever. I don't buy it. Bullshit. Troll juice. Troll juice. I've never seen anybody stumbling out of a kava bar.
Well, no, not stumbling. It doesn't give you the shit-faced effect.
I hear ya.
Raspo drinks it all the time. He loves it.
Well, Kinky Katie, that explains an awful lot.
He's a very laid-back person.
I know. I am fully aware of his laid-backness, Katie.
All right.
Hey, RJ. How's it going today, buddy? You keeping it trippy?
Trippified.
Keep it trippy, baby. Keep it trippy.
I like them. They're nice.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Just really mild mannered. It could be all that fucking copper root. Maybe the root's doing something. Does it give me a bigger cock? Do I get a bigger cock? Maybe I'll drink more of it.
Well, that was kind of fun. Wednesday, I was on the Trippy Show over on Radio Iowa, which is on right now. And
don't change the channel. Once again, I repeat, leave it here. Just don't do it. Listen to them later. They'll
Wednesdays.
Be on later.
Yeah. It's Wednesday nights.
Run once 1 hour a week. Come on.
So I was on their show last Wednesday, and I got to beat the guys. We had Kinky Jeopardy, and I got to beat the loser with the electric paddle, which is right behind my head.
The quote loser.
Yeah, the quote loser. He might have lost on purpose.
Could have been.
Maybe.
Could have been. He got a little bare ass action on top of a woman's lap. That's not a bad night.
Well, he didn't want to. I made him.
Sure. Oh. No, please don't. Stop.
He's got the cutest little furry butt.
You almost could put him, like, right between your cleavage. Like, his whole him. You could have just, like... Pretty sure that's what it would have sounded
right,
like.
But I ended up actually letting each one of the guys, all four of them, get a taste of the paddle.
But you gotta let all four of them get a taste. You can't just let one of them get a taste. They all gotta get their tongues in.
Oh, God. I made them lick it.
Yeah.
I'm so scared. It was so fun.
I just had to lick it.
Ew.
God.
Jennifer, Heather.
You make me giggle.
Let's go get some peanut monkey butt.
Yeah.
It's really expensive.
Yeah, I hear it's on sale this week.
I don't want it. I only want it full price.
Yeah.
If they slaughtered the monkey. I want to see them slaughter the monkey so I can have it.
I hear Chinese children's tongues are being amputated because of this practice of peanut removal from monkeys' asses just so we can have ass nut. So I have to boycott that product now.
Boycott ass nuts.
Boycott ass nuts now.
Monkey ass nuts.
Well, ass nuts. We'll go ass nut in general, really.
No, because if you're into shrimping or felching, then you want that nut in the butt.
Fair enough.
See?
Fair enough.
So you have to say, hashtag monkey ass nut.
Monkey butt nut?
Monkey butt nut.
No monkey butt nut.
Just say no.
Just say no to the monkey butt nut or the butt nut milk.
Monkey butt nut milk.
Unfair hiring practices there.
They only get paid 2 cents per nut.
Sure, but they have all the monkey ass they can lick for free. They don't have to pay for that. That's usually like a delicacy there. Monkey ass licking. Live monkey ass licking. Anyway.
This just like went way too far.
It did. I know. We should have stopped.
It went on way too long.
When you get a hold of a good monkey ass nut joke, you gotta like ride it.
Sure.
Ride it.
I'm afraid to look at Twitter on the break.
Don't be afraid. They can't hurt us.
I have a question from someone.
What?
Yeah. This is confusing time with SC.
Sorry.
Let's see if you can hang on through this.
I'll try to pay attention.
All right, so me and my girlfriend only have been dating for a month and a half or so. Last week, she was giving me a handjob blowjob for the first time. Now, she really gets into things sexually. She likes it rough. She likes to be pinned down, controlled, and all that stuff. So naturally, I find it extremely hot. I end up coming all over her, and I didn't know it was because of her getting me off and not me, but I guess I came a lot. Okay. That's what she said, at least.
That's what she said.
It looked like a normal amount, but she said it was a ridiculous amount. So today, she brings it up, and she's scared if we have sex, might come a leak out of the condom because there's so much. Is this a real issue? Can that actually happen, or would I have to be, you know, like a crazy amount? Apparently, she says it is a crazy amount. I was so confused when she brought it up that I guess she'd rather take precautions. Well, yeah, of course she would. I've jerked off into 2 condoms for fun before, and it held my cum. Well, it's just, was your dick in it at the same time? Did you feel it? No, it's like it holds it all. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, my God. It says, I feel like this shouldn't be a problem, but I want to prove to her that it's not. So if she wants to have sex, she won't have to worry about it. Please help me. Any advice would be lovely.
Yeah, stop being a fucking motard, really.
Well, he thinks he comes too much because she's like, oh, my God.
What are you, like, putting the condom just over the head of your cock, you fucking moron? Dude, you roll it down to the fucking base. Even if it come gets out of it, it's going to get out of the back, you fucktard.
Yeah, but that's what she's worried about. Is it coming? Is it oozing out and getting inside?
Whatever, man. Those things have a failure rate of like a couple percent, 1%. What? Well, because you have error and
yeah,
shit
yeah,
like that.
That's
but,
true.
Do you accept that error or not? You don't come more than anybody else has ever blasted into a fucking rubber before.
You're not Peter North.
Yeah, and maybe you do come a lot. Okay, you're all right. Jesus fucking Christ. Fucking just go. Jeez, you stupid bitch. Oh, you know, actually, you know what he needs to do?
What?
The only way to solve this is to come on her face all the time.
Make her swallow.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Go, all right, well, here's what we're going to have to do because it is a real, real problem. You're going to have to fucking take this load some other way.
Well, and just, you know, make sure she makes friends with her local pharmacist so she can have Plan B and like a Pez dispenser.
There
she's
you go.
Worried. She can just pop one right after.
There
done
you
deal.
Go.
Ba-dum-bum.
There
why
you
doesn't she get on the pill if she's so fucking worried about it? If she wants to take precautions, yeah, of course, still wear a condom, but goddamn it, make her get like a.
You know what it sounds like to me? It's like he was cum shaming him. He was being cum shamed.
You're being cum shamed.
Yeah.
I say go on with your bad self. I say you jizz at full force and you come as much as you want and do it on her face.
No, that's right. Make sure you're have plenty of fucking fluids in your system. You're well nourished. Well nourished and in good physical shape. So you make the largest load you possibly can. You tell her you've been working on this and we have to do a little study to find out what methods are actually working, and you blast it right down her fucking throat when you have that like 4 day 20-year-old load that you got.
Yeah,
you
know wait a couple days. Don't bust it for a couple days.
Make it come out of her fucking nose.
That's not fun. I mean, it's funny to the other person, but to the sperm snot shooter.
Yeah.
It's not real fun.
Sure it is. What are you talking about? Stop spreading that rumor.
Something really embarrassing happened to me yesterday, but I'm going to tell you all anyway.
What happened?
I was in the shower, and I was soaping up, and I farted, and I swear to God, a little bubble was in the shower. I blew a bubble with my butt.
Somehow, I'm not surprised. Are we sure it was actually out of the anus?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It could have been vaginal.
What the fuck? It was not.
Well, when we have sex doggy style and you come up, you have all kinds of air comes out of your cooch then.
I know.
And it's every time we have sex in certain positions, it happens.
I know.
So don't
act. That's normal for women.
Don't act like I'm just fucking with you. It could have been snatch fucking.
Yeah, but there was no recent fucking, so no.
The day before or that day. What's that day? Day before.
It was earlier.
See? You did, so it could have been.
No, that comes out really.
Are you sure?
Like, after.
Did you test it?
Yes, I did. I bit it.
Is he brown?
I did. Let him in. All right. So, yes, I said do it. Just who cares? Yeah. I think you're fine.
Exactly.
A large amount is fine. Please. Essie has given me humongous amounts or close to nothing. So
yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Just tell your girl, look, if you don't like cum, just, you know, be lesbian. You don't have to deal with nearly as much flip. Well, if you don't like cum, go be a lesbian, really. You have a lot less cum, usually.
Yeah, but that has absolutely no...
Well, obviously,
being gay is not a choice, man.
Well, maybe she needs to discover herself. Yeah, she needs to figure out why she has this deep-seated hate against large quantities of cum. I don't know.
Wait a minute, but
obviously she's discriminating based on his load size.
There's a person that I know whose wife. Don't you dare mention the name if it pops in your head. Whose wife does not like cum at all. And I used to kind of mess with them. I say, yeah, why don't you, when she goes and leaves the room, jizz on her pillow. she does not like it.
Yeah.
And they're married. They have a kid.
Well, great. That's good. You know, some people like fucking anchovies. Some people don't.
It's Gene. Anchovies. I'm a bi-topper. I like my anchovies and pepperoni. Oh, God, what's wrong with me? So good in my mouth.
Was that the Ethan Hawke anchovy?
Oh my God, it's Ryan Gosling.
Oh my God, Ryan Gosling. Mouth. China, Illinois, you have to catch it. It's a weird, it's really strange.
Sundays at like, I don't know, 11:30 or 10 or 10:30 on Adult Swim.
And you know, that wasn't like a seizure she was having. she was fucking, we just watched that episode last night and it was about the anchovy gene.
We do not sell anchovies in the Church of Pizza.
Anyway, you can't explain that fucking that anything, so there's no point in trying.
This is why I kind of get entertained by this show so much, is because a lot of the stuff, I don't think people listening have any fucking clue what we're talking about.
There'd be like three people. And
or else they fake it.
Well, no, I was about to say, there'll be like three people that know, and then like 15 that just tell you they know. Or maybe look it up.
I was kind of like a mixture between Baby Cakes and Connie.
Hi. Anyway,
there's a street artist. He goes by Wanksy. Not Banksy, but Wanksy.
Okay, why not Banksy? Is that somebody? Is that a thing?
Yes, Banksy is a very famous street artist. Graffiti.
Oh, I gotta brush up on my street artistry knowledge.
No, he's been in the news a hell of a lot, and he's just people still don't know who he is.
Is that the Monopoly dude?
No,
the dude that wears a Monopoly hat and the fucking scarf around his nose all the time. His face. Banksy. Anyway.
Oh, who's friends with that?
Yes, that is the guy.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the Monopoly guy, because he's got the Monopoly hat, the top hat on all the time with a fucking bandana around his face.
Huh.
Anyway,
well, this guy, in order to help solve the pothole problem where he's at, he's drawing dicks, big dicks around all the potholes to help draw more attention to them
to
get fixed. Yeah. So... And he said he's getting in trouble from the city, saying he shouldn't do that, it's really expensive, and he's like, it's washable paint, you know, you could wash it off, but they're filling it, finally. He said things are finally happening, but then there are some people that are like, oh, there's kids around, there shouldn't be all these dicks everywhere.
You know, it wasn't a real dick. You realize it was just some spray paint on some asphalt. It's not a real cock chasing your child around, you know that, right?
It's chasing it around, think you want to... find out what the kid's been eating.
Exactly. The cock on the statue is not going to jump off and fucking jump in your ass either, you know?
Because there's a peanut block in the way.
See, that's right. You need the fucking the Chinese tongue whisperer.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, but that's in Chinese, though. I don't know what that sounds like in Chinese. I don't think it does. I've had sex with more foreign women, and they make different noises. They just do. There is an average like American sound, and then somebody who's not American. It's weird. I don't know how that happens.
Now imagine if you were screwing like Helena from Orphan Black,
the
Russian crazy.
Yeah.
Nice you deal.
I don't know that I would want to. I'm not thinking that would be fun.
She went crazy.
She's a good character on that show.
I love that show.
You know, and she obviously they're all pretty good looking, but
because they're the same person. I like that, though. They're all pretty good looking, and it's the same person.
Well, come on.
They're clones, damn it.
They may be clones, however, more there are some of them that are more bangable than others.
All right, I'll go with that.
The little uptight soccer mom, why would you want to fuck that one?
Because you'd want to go dry and dirty hole.
Yeah,
that's what you want
to
do.
That would, I'd have
she
to
would
be all
love
slappy
it.
With that one.
Because she would love it.
Yeah, well.
You strap
think,
on
I don't
that.
Think she would. And I don't think I would enjoy it unless I knew she didn't enjoy it.
That's why you put on the open ball gag, like the ring gag, so you can see the jewel coming out. You tie her up by that tight little ponytail she's got with her legs spread and her arms spread. Then you tie your tits up, and then you just skim smacks when they're all turning purple. Then you can see the tears in her eyes and the fear and the drool coming out of her mouth. And you're like, bitch, you know you like this. And she's like, yeah.
No, but I don't want her to like it. I want to know that she absolutely doesn't like it.
Well, then you're just going to have to be creative.
Well, that's just not nice, so I need to stay away from it. I can't do that in a normal way, so I need to not do it.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right. There you do. Did you know that penguins could be shy?
Sure.
Apparently, well, the New England Aquarium, they have 8 pairs of endangered African penguins. And they want them to make more babies, of course, so they're installing a series of honeymoon suites. Pretty much, they're igloo-style, like little cozy things scattered around the exhibit.
Yeah.
Because not every penguin is an exhibitionist. So they made little fuck rooms for the penguins.
Little grottos.
They did.
Cool.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Like a little swingers grotto for the penguins.
Yeah, who's to say they're not shacking up with the other ones?
Because they're penguins. We already went over this last week. They're dumb.
They're not dumb.
They're dumb. They fuck the same thing all the time, like, intentionally. I mean, you know what I mean.
Really?
Well, they live in a completely different environment than we live in. You know what I mean? It is completely harsh for them to have to share shit like that. Like, not really spend time together, but once in a while, every, like 3 weeks out of every year, those fuckers, okay, we're hanging out, cool, we mate, and then one goes one way, one goes the other, and then they fucking wander around looking for each other later. What are you doing, bro? You're killing each other. You're killing yourselves. What are you doing?
Well, obviously, that's how they roll. Doesn't mean they're dumb. That's just what they do. That's what they've evolved to be.
Sure.
It works for them.
Okay.
They're not dying. Well,
yeah, yeah,
this
they are. Sure they are, see?
But it's an African penguin. How many fucking penguins are in Africa?
See, they need to understand. They're
penguins
they're,
need to be in the cold.
Their species are fucking slipping away, and they need to fuck, and they need to fuck a lot, and not the same person. But you know what? It's not all penguins that are monogamous. It's like the emperor ones are monogamous. They're not all like that, though. I think it is. There's only some of them that are.
Well, some of them are gay.
That was the seals, wasn't it? Wasn't it the
no,
seal
the, well,
that was
the
gay?
Seal, no, the seal raped a penguin, but there are penguins that are gay.
The penguin didn't have a choice, so it doesn't mean he liked it. It doesn't make you gay if you get raped.
No, I said there are gay penguins, and then you said the seals? And I'm like, well, no, the seal.
Like, seals raping the penguins last
week. I know, but we just watched a thing about the penguins being gay. Yeah, I said there's two penguins, and they were in an enclosure, and they were gay, and then they tried to take care of a rock, because they thought they tried to hatch a rock, because they thought it was... Their egg.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
It was sweet. It's like, aww.
But here again. What were they trying to hatch?
A rock.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was an egg.
Okay. Yeah. We're back to the smartness of the penguin, the intelligence.
Whatever. Leave little penguins alone.
Sure, they're cute. They're just dumb.
We're going to get a break, I think. And then we come back. We're going to talk about terrible sex scenes from famous books. So stick around for us.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty, angry fresh snack.
I can still hear you.
I don't care. Got it.
And now, on with the show.
All right, so I had to get my little, like, white girl dance in there. If you guys are listening to the intermission, that was when Miss Amber was over here in Florida visiting for Razzfest, and she stayed with us for the night, and I had a lot of fun. So she was messing with the giant Sir William, big old purple dildo.
Monster cock.
Asian dildo.
Yeah. I guess that's what we call it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So these are terrible sex scenes from famous books. There's a literary review And it holds a special contest celebrating the very best of the worst sex scenes written in fiction of the year.
The very best of the worst. So it's the worst of the worst, really.
It is the worst of the worst.
Okay.
Yeah.
But bad in a good way.
No. Well,
Bad in a good way.
Something like Jesus. Previous winners include esteemed authors like Norman Mailer, 2007 novel, The Castle in the Forest, for the phrase, "His mouth lathered with her sap."
Awesome.
And Tom Wolfe, 2004, "I Am Charlotte Simmons," and the phrase, "Slither, slither, slither, slither went the tongue."
Nice.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
E.L. James in there for the whole 50 Shades trilogy. the whole thing. We give her the Lifetime Achievement Award of crap that people loved.
I don't know, but the Twitter feed has been sharing snippets from the novels. Oh my god. And because you should never forget the time that a rising salmon was referred to as a cock.
What?
No, a cock was referred to as a rising salmon.
Oh, I'm going to take my throbbing rising salmon and let it swim upstream.
To spawn.
Yeah.
I'm going to ooze my eggs all over the place so you can fertilize them with your manly caviar.
Only if I can die afterwards.
I'll die with you.
Oh.
All right, anyway, I think we win right there.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. I have to have die to have sex? That's a shitty existence. And you don't even have sex. Basically, they just come all over each other like, "Wee! I'm just going to release my shit here."
No, you got to make a nest first, and she squirts out the eggs, and then you fertilize them.
I think, don't they just like go release happy and just get all into one area and like just start blasting everywhere
some
in
do,
the water? And
but that, no,
that's
not salmon.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. They clear out a little area. And then the birds are like, "Yeah, feast on."
All right.
All right. Well, okay, so some of these, I picked out a few from the list that they had, because trust me, I wasn't going to go through all of them, but...
You love going through every item on a 30-item list.
Sometimes.
Your favorite.
Sometimes. They were like two flamingos, each attempting to filter the nutrient out of each other with great slurps of their muscular tongues.
"Hi, I'm your muscular tongue."
I'm a flamingo!
"I built up my muscular tongue muscles digging peanuts out of monkeys' asses."
I'm pink! I stayed on one leg!
Oh, boy.
Stop it. All right. "His prick stared back up at him with its one eye clouded by a single drop of pure seminal yearning." God.
Well, you know, seminal's got to be like the most erotic word going, I think.
Can I guess who might have wrote that one?
It won an award in 2013. Seminal.
Oh, God. Then they gave it a casino. "Then she swiveled right way up again. Such a little agile girl, and balanced the length of herself along me, a sprat riding on a shark."
Okay. Well, I don't know either.
What? What's a sprat?
Likely, I'm just too high to understand what you're saying, I think. Maybe.
Well, stick with me.
I'm hanging in. I'm just saying that was not an easy thing. Whatever the fuck that dude was trying to say, it wasn't good or girl.
No.
Whatever it was.
No. All right. No. He spread whatever lubrication he had found there across her labia. "Good girl. Good girl," he said. "Ooh, that feels nice."
Is there a Skittle into Hoo-Ha reference anywhere in here? You need to search that. See if it is.
I need to search that.
Another whole book that's probably in there.
I could spend probably about 3 days just every half an hour, 20 minutes, just putting hashtag bad sex things from a couple books.
That'd be a good list for you to come up with.
I think it would, too. Maybe you could probably relate to this one. "It took a while to maneuver two large dimpled buttocks and the accompanying vaginal wedge out of that hard shell of her denims."
Nice.
Oh, that paints a pretty picture.
It does. It does.
Wow.
It,
And then the last one I picked from the list is, "Don't love me, sex me," she said as she took the top of his white boxers and eased them down over his fierce erection.
"You like my cock? Do you like it?
Oh,
do you like it now? How about now? Do you like my cock?
How about then?
How about then? Do you like it? Isn't it nice? It's brown.
Can you come in?"
Anyway.
Hey, knock knock.
Who's there?
Titty Graham.
Titty Graham who?
Titty Graham for you.
Hello.
Thanks to a Russian startup, Titty Graham. Now you can buy a space on a voluptuous rack of a faceless model. Because, you know...
Wait, I can buy a spot on a rack of a faceless model? Like a model with no face?
No, her face just isn't in the picture.
Okay.
And also, they cover their nipples. The nipples aren't in the picture either.
Okay.
Well, then you can post it anywhere you want to. Because sex sells, and Russia knows this. The titillating tagline, "Our boobs, your message." Well, it's pretty straightforward, I would say. Says it all. For only $10, individuals can have something deep and meaningful scribbled on exposed nipple-free chests of an anonymous woman. $30 for business. Within the hour. So they're on it. Self-described as the Uber for boobs.
Nah.
Is that like a boober?
I think it would be.
A boober?
Dun-dun-dun.
Bobbers for boobers or boobers for bobbers. Anyway, so I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like boobygram.
And they're charging $10 for this? Fuck, there's people on Fiverr that'll do it. And that's only cost you half the price.
Sure, but do you really want the Fiverr people?
You
like, for your boobs?
First. Yeah. I don't know.
Do I get to select the boobs?
Select from our menu of models.
Can I just order them in?
Can they be delivered? Yes, yeah, I want this delivered.
Yeah, just to me.
I want to write it myself. Just give me the billboard.
I really love me. I deserve some boobs.
I want to write it my own seminal vesicles.
My own seminal yearning. I don't even remember. It was so horrible.
No, seminal yearning. You got
it. Oh, boy. I did remember. That's horrible. That's stuck.
Getting a little misty in here.
Something.
And by misty, I mean sticky.
Well, that kind of stuff follows you around.
If you just let it dry, though, you just, like, crust it off. Like, you just, like, flick it off.
A sticky mist rolls in. Yeah. Like the fog.
The stuff. Remember that old movie, that old horror movie, The Stuff? Like, I was eating this, like, white crap. It was like,
no.
No. Well,
I don't remember that at all.
Look it up.
I'm not going to look it up.
Guess who's calling herself a strip club superstar?
I know. The Thumb.
The Thumb.
Yeah. Nice.
Mama June.
What?
Oh, Honey Boo Boo's mom. Apparently, you don't see the kids around anymore at all, but you see Mama June everywhere. First, she's bisexual now. First, there's like child molestation, ex-boyfriends, and hooking back up with that gross weirdo sugar bear. And then it's so gross. Ew, I just picture him like eating my feet, like my toes. Like someone vomit. So now she. And I've been to this fucking club. The Crazy Horse down in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Been there, and I don't know why they're doing this, but they're paying her $5,500 to come to a meet and greet and to do some VIP attention. They're flying her down first class, putting her up in a nice hotel, paying all of her expenses. Now, they say she's going to be keeping her clothes on, but it's also rumored that she's going to be getting on stage.
Yeah, but they also, you know, so it costs them like 10 grand, right? 10 grand. For 10 grand, they get a TMZ mention on the live show during the day, on the late show, and on their website. Dude, that's worth every bit of 10 grand. That's fucking smart money right there.
And because it's now out there, it's all over the internet.
No, exactly. And there will be an interest in, not by me. I don't want to see her. I just don't. And everybody's entitled to feel sexy and cool and all that. That is cool, but I don't have to watch it, you know? So please don't make me.
I'm not going to make you.
Thank you.
I'm going to make him. Need to get on Periscope.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. Have you ever found something that you kind of were happy about? Like, did you ever unearth something? Or, you know, you're digging through something. And you're like, oh, wow. Look at this. Like, there's this cool thing behind a wall. I didn't know it was there.
Yeah. We found old bottles and shit like that. You know, old newspapers all the time.
Well, this is a little different. This there was a do-it-yourself enthusiast. He found something a little more saucy in his ceiling underneath some panels. Some retro porn.
Retro porn,
retro
huh?
Porn.
When you say retro, how retro?
Well, it said there was a copy of Hustler's 28th anniversary special and the tactfully titled Nude DVD. They were stashed behind some wood beams in the roof.
Actual DVDs? Real DVDs? Real working DVDs? It's still?
I know.
Holy shit.
Do even people know? And I'm not saying DVR. I said DVD.
Those round things?
Small round things?
It's like a Blu-ray, but with a shitty picture.
It wasn't shitty. Anyway, but, I know. I just, as soon as I started saying, I was like, fuck.
Anyway.
I know. Well, they're going to try to get in touch with a shop that buys unwanted collections of erotic material from families of dead people.
Why is this a story? I don't understand. Okay, so you found a 15-year-old DVD in a magazine.
I don't know.
I found a magazine, man.
Apparently this was, since this is not an American household.
Is this like the holy grail of like 90s DVDs?
Well, since this is an American and this is American porn, so I have no idea why they're like, oh my God.
I don't know. Was it like in a Quaker village or was it during Rumspringa?
No. No, wasn't. So I don't know. Whatever.
Girls of Lancaster County.
incest, intercourse.
From Blue Balls.
Yeah, and Lick a Puss.
I just fucking tried. That is the funniest thing with the town names up there. It is hilarious.
You think maybe they did it on purpose? Because they know
that's way back. I mean, they didn't have a sense of humor like that back then. We're talking about those were Amish people who settled that area. Like, do they have a sense of humor now? What do you think they were like a couple hundred years ago? Way less of a sense of humor, I think.
It's called the River Cunnilingus.
I mean, it could be, like, maybe we got the term Blue Balls from Blue Balls, Pennsylvania. Like maybe
that
was...
pent up?
Maybe. Maybe that's where it comes from.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? I mean, the egg could have come first, I'm telling you.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like the black holes come first. Same thing.
And so I want to talk about this fucking idiot. And I know that you know about, like, you know a lot of stuff about chemistry and about, like, if someone wants to do, like, growth or something like that. Like, you know about that kind of stuff.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this fucking idiot, he's a bodybuilder. He's 25 years old, and he wanted to look like the Incredible Hulk. So.
He wanted to be green. It's a new thing. Green is the new tan.
and wear little ripped purple shorts.
Yeah, it was really the purple shorts he was after, but he'll take the green just so he can wear the purple shorts.
Gosh, you guys, see, and you say that we go through so much shit to look good. I mean, look at you guys.
What do you mean, you guys? What are you talking about? All I do is eat the cookies you make me. That's what I do. And I go to work every day.
I was talking about the guy. He just wants the shorts to look good, but he's got to go through all this other stuff.
Well, there are dudes that will do that.
I was going with that. God damn it.
I'm not, whatever. I have no excuse.
Well, he turned to a cocktail of oil, painkillers, and alcohol that he injected into his biceps.
Nice.
He said, he's a former bodyguard.
I'm going to pump it up.
Ay, ay, ay. So he's a former bodyguard, and he's just, it's terrible. He's got these super-sized, disgusting arms, and they're just filled with this synthetic shit. It's called Synthenol.
Synthenol, yeah.
Synthenol, and it cost him his sanity and nearly his life. And he was even scheduled to have one of his arms amputated. But then when the doctor called him when they were getting ready to go, they were going to have to amputate both arms.
Yeah.
And he's a mother. Well, he's married and he's got a kid. And she's like really young. And she's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do if you die, blah, blah, blah. And like, well, we can cut out because where his muscles were, we injected this stuff. They turned to like rocks. They were rock hard. He couldn't even inject anymore with normal needles. They wouldn't penetrate it. He had to go and buy bull syringes. Syringes they use to stick into bulls. Because they were the only one, they were only needles strong enough that would go into his body. He even once said that he tricked his wife into injecting him where he couldn't reach. I mean, and this fucking guy is, it looks disgusting. It is so fucking gross and it looks so weird. Well, the doctor ended up saying, well, we can cut out the muscle that's hard as a rock. And he's like, yeah, okay, do that so you don't have to fucking amputate both of my arms. And then he did it again. He said he got addicted to it. He did it again. And then he almost died again. He got into a lot of fucking trouble.
I have a question. Do you think he has the penguin gene?
Shut up.
I think he's got the penguin gene. He has a cloaca. I know it. You look deep. He's got one.
God.
He's just a moron.
He is. That's what I'm saying. He's a fucking idiot.
Like a class 4 moron.
So, and then he found this. He decided he would choose something else. So then 2 weeks after that, he bought a substance called estragar. It's a horse hormone. He said he put the needle in his chest and sucked in the air to see.
Good job.
Sorry.
Need something to drink?
So he put the needle in his chest and sucked in the air to see if he got a vein, but nothing came out. He froze and he started to sweat. And then that's when he said he would never touch the stuff again.
Straw that broke the camel's back.
So that was the thing that freaked him out the worst.
You want a frozen cracker?
No, but I might want a regular one later, so yeah.
Okay.
Having issues? Is that my cue?
No. No, that was no cue.
I'm not eating anything.
Okay. You get defensive.
I am defensive today.
It's like the defensive cheese grater outfit.
It is.
It's very Star Wars-y, though. I'll give you that. Mm. Was there like cheese grater hut in there? I don't know. I'm asking you.
It's Parmesan.
Parmesan?
Yes. From the Meatball Nebula.
All right.
The nasty truth about beards. Yeah, sorry, hipsters, with your fancy face of hair. Apparently, the average beard can have more poo than a toilet.
Really?
Yeah. According to microbiologists, hairy faces can actually be dirtier than a toilet because of the rancid bacteria that beards collect. John, a Quest Diagnostics employee in New Mexico, swabbed a number of beards searching for bacteria and determined that while several beards contain normal bacteria, some contain as much shit as comparable to a toilet. Nice. If there were similar samples in a water system, scientists said that it would have to be shut down for disinfecting.
Wow.
Now, then the doctor, he said he was surprised by this. He said there would be a degree of uncleanliness that would be somewhat disturbing. They say the key to a shit-free beard is washing your hands and good old face scrub and resisting twirling that mustache like the douchebag that you are.
The key to a shit-free beard.
Yeah. So nice. Try to keep your hands away from your face as much as possible.
Yeah.
And also don't forget, if you're going to eat that pussy juice is going to get stuck in that beard, and also it's going to get in her ass as well.
So
you got other stuff going on there too. Now if you try to self-flate, then you got your mess in your chin as well. Not to mention, I have the small birds and creatures and other things that are living in there and whatnot.
Hey, look, don't be afraid of bacteria. It's not going to hurt you. Your bacteria is your friend. Now, I mean, just because something has bacteria doesn't mean that it's everywhere. What?
I still don't want shit on my face.
Well, I can't grow a beard like that, so.
Yeah, and I'm kind of happy for that. I like what you have.
Yeah.
I do.
Good.
It's gray. I like it.
Thank you.
Silver fox.
Nice.
That's
so hot.
What does the fox say?
I don't know.
That's what he says.
Oh boy.
You love it.
Oh my god, you should have put the cape on.
I don't have it.
Your outfit's totally missing the cape. The cape would have set it off.
Yeah, I know. Why do you do this to me? Why?
I'm not doing anything to you. I'm just saying it would have been cool. You had a great idea. The cool thing is we're going to have other shows and you can actually utilize the cape the way some other time. You can do it. You can bring it back.
I'm going to.
Good.
Damn it.
Good.
We're going to leave off with the worst things to leave behind at a hookup's house.
Well,
now,
DNA.
This is the thing that we're going to talk about. This is why I'm going to be having my own articles.
Yeah. Well, the heavy cum guy would have a real hard time. Because, you know, it just shoots out of the back of his fucking rubbers all the time. He can't handle it.
Backfire.
Knocking pitches up behind him.
Oof. It's a mess on the floor.
Yep.
That's a hazard. You could slip.
It's like that movie Wanted, but with cum.
Make it curve.
Yeah, you know, there's a sect, you know, that are reading tea leaves that they kill people with cum and they can bend them around shit. You just don't know about it.
Anyway, it says really, really nice underwear. Dirty, disgusting underwear. Well, why would you be leaving your underwear anyway? Why are you wearing underwear?
Don't leave anything.
You don't. Don't Cinderella shit.
No.
Anyway.
Bad idea.
A ring your mom gave you. Why the fuck are you taking your jewelry off?
Well, maybe you lost it up in something unintentionally. I could have. I mean, you know, that would be forgivable.
Where'd my watch go? I don't know, but I gotta leave.
No, what I'm saying is if I got a call a couple weeks later, hey, I have an odd thing. A ring fell out of my snatch. Did you lose a ring?
Well, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that would be good.
But that's
my mom's ring. I had it on. I like to finger blast girls with my mom's ring. It's a little thing I do.
Because it's textured. They like the ridges.
What the hell? Mom always used to like it with her ring.
Says the perfect shade of lipstick they don't make anymore. Bitch, why are you bringing your whole, like, makeup tray? This isn't a fucking hookup. This is a hookup's house. Oh, my God. No, foundation that basically costs you a month's salary. Bitch, why are you paying that much for fucking foundation? I mean, God. Ugh.
What are you doing wearing makeup?
How bad your face?
Really? God.
A piece of paper with another guy's phone number on it.
Why? It's not, whatever.
What I mean, does he
knows
care?
He knows you're a slut. You came home with him.
Or maybe it's just a booty call. Maybe you already know him and you bang him all the time, so he knows he's one of many.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about leaving anything behind if it's a regular, you know, kind of a gig like that, you know? You could go willy-nilly leaving shit behind because you'll get it back, whatever.
Card. Each person, she leaves the number of the guy before.
It's like the grapevine, only different. Now you have to call her. Him. Sorry, we go boy-girl.
Them.
Girl-boy, boy-girl, girl-boy.
Then you can find out if he's got the same symptoms. And keep it going. So terrible.
Yeah.
One earring.
Yeah.
Don't wear earrings when you go over there. What the fuck are you jewelry for? You know you're going over there to hook up.
Yeah.
Who cares? A book you only half finished. Why the fuck are you bringing books? Why do you have books over there? You're not reading. You're fucking... is he that boring? You need to bring, like, your Kindle or something? Your phone charger. Fine. Bring your charge. That.
Fine. Charge your shit. Fine.
Whatever, because you know when your next booty call is going to come up. Your mouth guard. What? Why are you bringing your fucking dental shit over to the hookup's house? Hold on. I gotta put this in if you want to sleep over. I'm sorry if I keep you awake with my, if they have like one of those fucking pap masks, sleep apnea masks. Am I sexy? Oh my God, Jesus. A vintage t-shirt you'll never be able to replace in your life. Well, why are you wearing it over there?
Well, because it would look good on my tits. What? It made my nipples perky.
All right, so then why weren't you wearing it when you left? Would you go topless?
Well, I had to walk out, and his mother was right out in the living room, and I didn't want my nipples poking his mother in the eyeball. Mm-hmm. So I had to borrow one of his t-shirts.
And for the last one, they say your journal. First of all, you're not 13. Hopefully.
We have to record it right after it happens and mark down all
Put it on your fucking phone. Jesus Christ, you've got a notepad in there, right? Little memo section?
Be like the toe. Start a spreadsheet. Keep that shit online.
Well, it's kind of... I'm just saying thumb, toe. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know, for some reason, it just
I don't think the toe would do the thumb.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, I think he actually has standards that...
I think really, he does.
And it wouldn't involve the thumb.
No. I don't even care how shit-faced he is. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And if he was even going to attempt it, I would be the friend and say, you don't want to do that.
Well,
because I know better.
Well, you do have the aspect of, I don't know what the aspect would be. I'm trying to think of a good thing that could come about for banging Mama June. They're really, I don't know. Maybe it'll be fun. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe she'll get pregnant with another youngin'.
I can't imagine anything that Papa Bear's been wearing in for that long is worth a shit.
Did you see those toes? Those toenails and the
those
bugs?
Those are hers.
Yes, and the bugs and the toenails.
I'd have a hard time. I'd really have a hard time.
I mean, you claw me with your talons at night sometime. You're like, roll over. It's like, swing. Yeah, fucking Ginsu's on your toes.
I'm a gross fucking dude. I mean, it's completely expected from something like me. I mean, a female, I mean, whatever. It's just my idea of something feminine, which is what I like to fuck, doesn't have those traits. You know what I mean? It's so, like, it's the opposite of what I'm attracted to.
All right, everybody. We're going to go. We're going to go for the night. Hey, I'm going to be on,
something.
Yeah, I have an interview tomorrow.
With somebody, with some podcast somewhere that you'll tweet out the thing.
Yeah, I will. With all the particulars and such. Anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy your hump day. Check me out Friday during the day. Actually, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Kinky Katie Radio. Check it out. Follow me. All my info is going to be there. New shit's on my website. Still building every day. KinkyKatieRadio.com. SpunkLube.com. Get yourself some. All right, kiss on your pink parts. Bye.
Catch you sleeping in the woods.